The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
A waiter in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, we're back in Canada.
Was fired at from a restaurant for being aggressive, rude, and disrespectful.
Okay.
With the customers.
I can see that. Customer service, blah, blah, blah.
But he's not taking any personal responsibility for it.
Okay.
It's not his fault. He said his behavior wasn't out of line. He's not saying it was not aggressive, rude, and disrespectful. He just said it was not out of line.
Okay.
Why do you think he was saying it was not out of line? What's his excuse?
He suffers from something.
Yes.
PTSD?
Being French.
Oh.
He says he's French.
So French people have that kind of attitude?
Have you ever met anybody French? Ever been to France?
No.
Disrespectful, aggressive, rude?
Is that their core values?
Yeah, I mean, that's what... That's what they are. They got some great food. Not so good at fighting wars and being, respectful. But they got good food. That's where it stops right there. So they fired him. They're like, and I guess this has been ongoing. They kept going like, seriously, Pepe, you're disrespectful. You're rude. You're aggressive to your coworkers, to the customers. And he was like, I'm French. And they're like, seriously, it's not getting it done. You got to knock it off. So they fired him when he didn't knock it off. He filed a complaint with British Columbia's Human Rights Tribunal against the restaurant, claiming discrimination against his culture. The restaurant accused him of violating its code of conduct, not just theirs, but also within the Providence. And he said it's because he's French. So he said his French culture just tends to be more direct and expressive, and says he was fired because he is direct, honest, and has a professional personality, as he called it. He didn't deny that, you know, what they saw wouldn't fall in line with what other people do. He said he acquired it while training in France's hospitality industry. Not even that he's from France. Just when his culture of training there. The tribunal, one of the members, read the case and said Mr. Ray will have to explain what it is about his French heritage that would result in behavior that people misinterpret as a violation of workplace standards of acceptable conduct. So they're challenging him, and looks like they're going to hear his case.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.